Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 1, the 10th Mishnah. After discussing a number of distinctions between various mitzvahs in terms of who is responsible, or perhaps where is someone responsible to observe them, there is a person exempt, individuals who are exempt from various mitzvahs, this Mishnah deals with an area of Jewish theology, and that is there reward? Is there reward? Is there merit in performing mitzvot? Is there merit in this world? Is there merit only in the world to come? And so, this Mishnah deals with the concept of schar, of reward for mitzvot. Mishnah begins, Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achas meitiv lo u'maarichin lo yamav v'nochel es ha'aretz. This Mishnah is understood to mean to a person who is equal in number of mitzvos and to averos, not necessarily a tie game, not necessarily 50-50, but a person who performs mitzvos, and unfortunately the opposite as well. Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achas, a person who performs one mitzvah, meitivin lo, it is good for him. He is, in fact, rewarded. What is this referring to? So there, perhaps the commentators explain that there are certain mitzvahs that a person can do that could really tip the scale. There are certain mitzvahs, a person's way of life, Weltschung, is one of mitzvah. If that outweighs his averos, then he perhaps can receive schar, meitivin lo. Umarchin lo yamav, he can live long. It's understood by many of the commentators to actually refer to this world, Olam Hazeh, that there is a little bit of reward, a little bit of schar in Olam Hazeh. The Nochel Sa'aretz is referring to the Olam Haba. Others, for example, like the Bartanur, explain now this entire line, this entire phrase in the Mishnah is referring to schar in Olam Haba. There is no schar in Olam Hazeh. There is no reward in this world. In fact, the Talmud discusses, is there reward in this world? There is no reward in this world. Is it all in the world to come? There's a famous Mishnah, Peya, which says, perhaps there's certain things that a person can do, certain mitzvahs that a person can perform, and they get reward in this world, but the real reward is in Olam Haba. So we see there are different mitzvahs, perhaps, that have an ability to really provide schar in Olam Hazeh, maybe just in Olam Haba. A fascinating and important topic to deal with areas of theology. The Mishnah continues, Rosh Ein Oseh Mitzvah Achas, Ein Mitivin Lo, V'Ein Marichin Lo Yamav. And if a person who does not perform a mitzvah, again, it's referring to a person who's, in this case, whose sins, whose averos, are greater than the zchuyos, than the merits. And before, if he does not perform a mitzvah in order to balance out his way of life, then he will remain with more averos than mitzvos. Again, this is not a statistical baseball game where there's more points to the other side, but I believe it's a person's attitude in life and what they seek to pursue and what they emphasize in their daily behavior and their ongoing routine. Such a person will not be rewarded any time. He's not rewarded, his days are not prolonged, he will not receive Olam Haba. The second half of the Mishnah, Kol Sheyishna B'Mikra B'Mishnah B'Derech Eretz U'Vimhera Gu Chote Shenemar V'Achut HaMeshula Shelo V'Vimhera Yinaseik. The Mishnah tells us a person who learns Torah and Mishnah, the written law, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, and has Derech Eretz, a person who conducts himself properly, he will not sin very readily. Lo mhera hu chote, because a person is grounded with this tripartite, this triple support system, learning Torah, and having Torah Shebaal Peh, and proper behavior. This 3-4 cord will not quickly be broken, will not quickly be torn, because they are very unlikely to succumb to sinning. And the reverse, Hoshi Eina Lov HaMikra V'Lov Mishnah Lov Derech Eretz Eina Min HaYishuv. And a person does not possess, according to Rashi anyways, just one of these three entities, is of no benefit in a settled community, and he's only worthy of living out in the desert, living on his own in solitude. The Gemara says also, perhaps, what does this mean if a person doesn't have these characteristics or is not involved in these endeavors? Maybe he is not fit to give testimony in a Beis Din, because he's not concerned for himself. He has no shame if he's not involved in Mishnah, if he's not involved in learning, if he's not involved in Derech Eretz. And the Rambam goes on to explain that a person who's gone so far astray, there's no question that he will commit many different inappropriate behaviors, and he will definitely sin, and therefore he's not worthy of living among the Jewish people. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We are now returning back to the topic of Kiddushin. Our Mishnah will deal with the concept of Shlichus, concept of having and appointing someone else to perform Kiddushin for you, as well as other issues pertaining to betrothal. Ha'ish mekadesh bo lishlucho. A person can go by himself or through a shaliach in order to be mekadesh and isha. The Gemara explains why specifically does it say bo lishlucho. To emphasize bo, that ideally it is always preferable, despite the fact that we have a concept in halacha that says shlucho shu adam kamoso, person's agent is like himself. Nonetheless, mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho. Nonetheless, there's a mitzvah, and really it is incumbent upon the man himself to be mekadesh, to betroth the lady. He should not have someone do it for him, but it is definitely still permissible to do, but not ideal. One of the reasons why it might not be ideal to have an agent be mekadesh and isha for you is because we are concerned that if a man were to hire a point, a shaliach, to be mekadesh the isha, he would not see her first. And in fact, the Gemara says, based on Vavtulecha Kamocha, a person should love your friend like oneself. It is important. It is, in fact, a prerequisite for the man to see his kala, his bride, before he betroths her. The concern is, Shema Yirena Bad Davar Meguna, because otherwise you might regret your mistake if you've never seen her before. And that was the concern of having a shaliach be Mekadesh Isha. But really, you could still have this a man, another agent, be your shaliach, be your agent for Kiddushin. Our Mishnah tells us the reverse is also true. Ha'isha miskadeshes bah vishlucha. A woman can also appoint an agent to receive the Kiddushin on her behalf. But again, mitzvah bah yoser mishlucha. Better that she accepts it herself and not an agent. Mishnah continues. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito kshehi nara bo vishlucho. This is referring to a situation where the father wants to betroth his daughter. The Mishnah specifically uses the terminology nara to tell us that a father should not have his daughter become engaged when she's a ketana. But also that she has an ability to say that the floni ani rotza, she has an ability to say, I really want to be engaged to that man. It's not us to do that, but it's encouraged that a man only betroth his daughter when she's a ne'ara. What is the status of a ne'ara? When a woman turns 12 and she has yet to produce two pubic hairs, she's the status of a ne'ara. When she's 12 and a half, she automatically becomes a bogeres. At such a point, a father would not be allowed to betroth a daughter who is a bogeres. On this vein, the Mishnah teaches us that a father can betroth, can accept the test of Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter, or the shaliach, or he could appoint a shaliach to accept the test of Kiddushin on her behalf. But once again, as we explained before, it is better for him to accept the money than a shaliach. The Mishnah teaches us, Ha'omer li'isha, if a person says to a woman, Hiskad shili bistmarazo, betrothed to me with this date, Hiskad shili bezo, be betrothed to me with this date, Im yesh ba'achas mehen shavet pruta mekudeshes. If one of these dates has the value, is worth the value of a pruta mekudeshes, Im lav eina mekudeshes. Here the Mishnah is telling us that if a man were to come to a woman and offer a date and say, He cut Shidli Bazal, be betrothed to me with this date. And then give her another date. And say, make the exact same statement. Then another one. All that matters, it is not the total value of each date altogether. Rather, it need to have at least one of those dates being worth a pruta. The reason is, he makes independent statements. Not that they are connected to each other in any way whatsoever. If neither of the dates, if any of these dates are not worth a pruta, she would not be the Hudashas. But if one of them would be, and she accepted it, it would be considered a proper kiddushin. And then the Mishnah goes on to tell us, what about in the following scenario? Bazo, ubazo, ubazo. What about if he says, bimukudeshishli, with this one, this, imyesh shavah fruta bakula, and if all of them together with the fruta mukudeshas, then they're mukudeshas. He's not breaking up each one with a different statement, aray at mukudeshishli. And therefore, it appears as if he's saying to her, bimukudeshas, with all of these together. Bimlat, if however all these dates together are not equal to a pruta, she would not be mekudeshes. And so, even though there might be different dates, they are still looked upon as one act of kiddushin. If it's one act of kiddushin, and then there would be an effective kiddushin, and she would be mekudeshes. But to break it up, as we said before, would not be sufficient if when we require all of them together to be equal to the value of a pruta. The last scenario in this Mishnah, Haisa Ochelas Rishona Rishona, Eina Mekudeshas. If she would eat a date, give her a date, and she would eat it right away, she would not be Mekudeshas unless the last one would be worth a pruta. Since, the Gemara goes on to explain to us, that each one is as if it's alone. And since it's alone, you cannot be engaged, you cannot be Mekudeshas with a Halava'a. And therefore, unless that last date that she's given is with the pruta, she would not be mekudeshes with those earlier dates that she took and she consumed. And the reason is, for her time of the kiddushin, it's not complete until the very, very end of him handing her all of the dates. So even if the first date that she took was with the pruta, the kiddushin would still not be valid. Because, as we said, kiddushin cannot be affected with a loan. However, this last day is worth a pruta. As long as there's the worth of a pruta in existence at the very end of kiddushin, which we have here, this last date, then the kiddushin is chal, and they're in fact engaged. Because the halacha is that kiddushin can be affected by a loan and a pruta all together. The reason is because the woman accepts this item of a pruta at the conclusion of the kiddushin, and it is chal, and they are engaged.